Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I got to maybe the and then the bodyguard, he straight stiff-armed me. I damn near fell in the pool.
This is On the Fence with Monica Oksanen.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Fence. Today we have our first repeat guest, Danelle Leyva. And sounds like we're going to be giggling this entire time because we couldn't get our shit together for the first 5 minutes. But welcome back, Danelle.
Thank you so much. I'm genuinely so happy to be here, obviously. Just been laughing the whole time. How are you? We talk a lot often, but I think we've both been very, very busy lately, and I miss talking to you.
Likewise.
How are you?
Me, busy, just the same way as you, you know, with Olympic training being thrown onto me out of the blue, where you were on the phone with me while I was having a panic attack.
Yes, definitely was very, very privileged to be a part of that phone call, believe it or not, because it felt like we were true friends. You know, you like have some people that you like, you hope that you are, but then you have those moments where you're just like, ah, yes, they do see me as a true friend.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you know, literally. It's same thing of like, I got off the phone, I was like, whoa. There was like no hesitation of like having this phone call. And it's, I don't know, I think it's also different because while like we haven't known each other for that long, but that Olympic element really does a lot. Like it really adds on years of like that friendship. Like I knew I could have called my best friend that I've known for like 13 years, but she one would have never been able to like understand exactly the way that I felt. And like, and same thing, you were like, hey, do you want to do this? Do you not want to do this? And not every single person would be able to know. I never expected anybody to ask me that. Like that, I didn't think that was even a question, but you knew to ask that and you're like, there's no right or wrong, don't worry. And then you responded accordingly to my answer. No, it was literally like, I would have never expected to like have that kind of conversation and hang up feeling that way with somebody that I haven't known for that long. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does. And again, such a compliment.
Yeah.
So happy to be there for you, dude. I always feel indebted every single time because I did inadvertently try to poison you.
So yeah, we'll get to that.
So I always feel like I need to be there forever for you. I did make you eat dog food.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate and love that story at the same time. As a heads up, I might vomit as we're repeating this story.
Definitely gonna every now and again.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, no, it's funny because I do think back on our friendship and we do have those like phone calls every once in a while. I literally feel like I can talk to you about anything and you're not gonna judge me, which again, we've like been friends. No, we met January. I don't even know like when we became friends. Like sometime randomly in quarantine, I think like we were like, hey, no, we're friends.
Yeah, I think, or maybe a little bit right before quarantine. Just because, and it was like, it started very like lightly because of, we did the White House thing together and then we started following each other. And then I think I like commented on like one of your posts or something and then like you responded. And then I think we like fully met each other in person at the Gold Meets Golden party. And then from then on we like immediately hit it off.
Yeah, but it still wasn't like the exchanging phone calls the way that we do now. Like that was, I think we did the like those lives. I think I joined your live once and then I was live and you joined mine.
Something
I think
like
that's
that.
Kind of what initiated it.
Yeah.
And then from that point on we were just like, yeah, we're friends.
I think that's so much better that it wasn't just one situation that happened, like one circumstance. It's like, and we became friends this day. It just like happened so naturally that we're just like, wait, how long have we been friends
like
now?
it's weird because I just remember that like I would say we're friends for a year because I don't know, I count it as like us officially meeting and hanging out because I have social media friends, but I wouldn't call them my friends.
Right. I mean, we don't. They at least you don't call and talk to them, and I don't call and talk to them about the things that we talk about. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Also, side note, I love how your background lighting matches my shirt.
Yeah, you're right.
I did that on purpose.
That's really funny. For me, it's actually I need to get real lights because my lights are grow lights for my plants because I have my west-facing window. This is just normal New York things. My west-facing window just faces the courtyard and the other side of the building, so I can just see into everybody's windows.
Beautiful. So zero sunlight, bunch of naked people.
Thankfully, everybody has blinds. So thankfully, no naked people, but very little light. So I have a ring light. I have two grow lights. I have a lamp that I took off the lampshade to have more light, and it's still not that bright. So we're working on it. This is just New York problems.
You look great, though. You look great. Versus me, I literally, this is the light from outside. I was too lazy to actually set up my ring light. I'm literally staring at it. It's connected to the wall. All I would have to do is just like slide it over slightly and turn it on. But like, couldn't be.
I really appreciate the extra mile you go for me.
Always.
But I mean, LA lighting is perfect anyway. I'm like, it's taking a photo. You don't need to edit anything. At least like whenever I've taken photos, like the photo for Gold Meets Golden is literally perfect. I didn't do anything to it.
Amazing. I love that now. I bet like as soon 10 minutes from now, the lighting is going to change. There's going to be like some like heavy clouds or whatever, and it's going to mess up my lighting. I'm going to have to stop the recording just to turn on the ring light, you know, karma, but that's okay.
Anyways, I mean, you guys know him. He's like a 17 million time gold medalist at the Olympics and all that stuff. He's a legend. He hates it whenever we talk about it, but
I don't hate it.
You blush every time. And that's why I bring it up, because it's funny to watch you blush and match your shirt.
Listen, if my blush is this like bright orange salmon color, then that is slightly troubling, but that's okay.
Well, it's also the dark lighting on your face that you wouldn't bother to use the ring light. Ultimately, kind of.
But if I turn this way, if I just turn this
way. You got to know your lighting.
Speaking of that Gold Meets Golden party, that was your first time going?
Yeah, that was my first time going. I mean, in general, last year, I don't know also if you struggle with sense of time now with COVID. I don't know if I lost a year, lost 2 years. I don't know, like, everything makes sense. So last year, 2019, was 2020.
2 years ago.
2019 to 2020. That was the first year that I went to all the parties. So I did Emmys in 2019, that September. And then I was invited to I did the fashion show in New York, the Laureus Sport for Good, I think it's called. And that's where I met the organizers for Gold Meets Golden, and I got invited for that event.
Okay.
So yeah, so last year, January 2020, was my first Gold Meets Golden.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm super, super fortunate. And I think that was my fourth one. It's always super cool. It was the first time that they did it in that location, though, and it was the most comfortable location without a doubt. The first time they actually did it at an Equinox.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, it was like super casual. Oh my god, I just remembered something. I actually met Armie Hammer there.
What?
I did. I just remembered.
Literally where he's all over the news.
Right? I was super excited to meet him. Because he was genuinely very nice. Now we all know why.
Did he ask for one of your rings?
He didn't.
Bummer.
But he was one of him and Amy Adams was the first person that I met who was like actually big time actor. I met during the tour that we do, and I asked her for advice, like, what do I do? I want to be an actor. She said, take classes. Armie Hammer said the same thing. I just was in a position where we were actually able to have more of a conversation. So he was genuinely he was a very nice human being, but it's a little bit terrifying to know that I was in such close proximity. And then after that, they did it at this like little house that's like on Sunset Boulevard. That it was always super, super crowded. There was way too many people and it was way too crowded. And then the one that we did together was, I think, my favorite one because... Well, first of all, you were there and we were constantly like joking and making fun of people / ourselves because that's just basically what we do. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I tried to poison not just you, though. I was ride or die with you at the same time because I was like, yo, let's do it together. Let's just go. And that's honestly one of my favorite stories to tell as well. And every single time I bring it up, I gag at least once.
But I mean, that location in general was beautiful.
Dude,
I mean,
ridiculous.
Where the red carpet was, like all the beautiful, like bird, like it looked like a jungle of like tropical plants
like
on the side.
Yeah, Jesus.
And then there was the back was, I guess, a pool house with a bar.
Sure.
But like that pool was beautiful and like my God, that place was amazing. I could just go on and on.
Wasn't there a Tesla that everybody was signing?
Yes.
There was something. There was a BMW.
Yeah. We all signed a BMW. Signing. Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Me too.
Is somebody just driving around with our signatures? Or like, is this just sitting in their garage?
That is a very interesting question. I have no idea.
I feel like we got to ask Eric about this. Now I need to know the answers.
So we met a lot of people at that party. Matt Ballmer was at that party. And he's the sweetest person in the whole world, honestly. Like, he's always super nice. I've met him a couple times before. And he always remembers. Like, he always, whenever I'm just like, hi, I always expect people not to remember me for whatever reason. Because, I mean, these celebrities meet, like, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, and go to thousands and thousands of events. Agreed, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm always like, hey, and he's always like, oh my God, hi, how are you doing? Always gives me a hug. So he's always a super nice person. But we met, you and I met Niall DeMarco. We took a picture with him.
We did, yeah. I mean, I've always had a crush on him, obviously, America's Next Top Model. But I remember I forced you to take, and I was like, can we go take a photo with him? And you're like, yes, okay. But then he like had our medals on. Didn't he wear both of our medals for a photo?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, we both had a crush on him. So there's that. Didn't work out. He never answered us. We have his phone number. He never responded to any of our text messages. So I guess he's not interested. So I'll take that hard rejection. But anyways, moving along. I didn't meet Rami Malek, but he was there. And then on the red carpet, yeah, I don't know where you were because we were standing together on the red carpet. But I think hadn't you already gone through the red carpet and then you came back? No, you went after me, I think.
Yeah, I went after you. I think I just walked up to say hi to you or something. Oh, yeah. Because I walked back to get my friend Brian.
So maybe that's when this happened. Yeah. But Taron Egerton was there, who plays Elton John. He was in front of me. Yeah. And they kept pulling up stars and putting them in front of us. Like, always. Which, like, sucked.
Because they want to get them.
I get it. But at the same time, you're like, I'm standing in this goddamn line. I also would like to get through. Like, thank you for letting me know where I stand.
Dude, it's amazing to see the different tiers of celebrity, even within the celebrity world.
Yeah. Because you would see people like getting passed through past these other people. So you're like, I'm literally, nobody gives a shit about me. Good to know. But he turned around. I think that's because I was telling somebody about it. And I was like, oh, like another celebrity gets to pass us. Maybe. I don't know. That's my only thing that I can like come up with. But he turned around. He's like, hey, are you okay? Or like, you good? Something.
No, you probably... The thing is, that I think at that point, everybody was starting to get a little toasty because it was starting to get hot and the sun was like really starting to shine, like specifically where we were waiting to get our pictures taken. And you were probably like, dude, I'm dying right now. And he turned around and he was like, hey, man,
maybe.
You good?
But I remember like he like said it and I was like, so like, yes, I think so. Why is this man asking me that question? But that was my interaction with him. But then who else? There were so many people there, but we talked about...
There really were.
What's her name? Jasmine Sanders, Golden Barbie, which we both were like, or I was like, I know she's somebody. Do you know who she is? And like, I don't know. She's a beautiful woman.
I was like, no. She's super attractive. I would like to know who she is, but I don't know who she is. And she was like, you were like, yeah, no, she's, I feel like I've seen her on Instagram. Is she, I think we both thought she was that one. Who was that one?
What's her name? The British one. Yes.
Yeah.
Because we were looking up if it's her, and they look very similar. Yes. But then we're like, no, she's in London or something. God damn it, I don't remember her name. I think she dated Calvin Harris. I think that's what we're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. You know?
We don't remember her name. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
But yes, we talked about Matt Ballmer. He like came up to me when he saw me wearing my medal, but known for White Collar and for Magic Mike. Yeah, and we like had a whole conversation. Yeah. He was saying how he was watching us win our medal. Yeah. He took a photo with my medal. Yeah, no, he was definitely a sweetheart. And then I'm friends with Colin Egglesfield, which funny enough, I did an episode with him last week, but he was also on Something Borrowed. So Jennifer Goodwin was in that movie with Colin. So I came up to her and I was like, hey, by the way, like, I know Colin, just want to say hi to you. So she was kind of just my little intro, and then I basically became friends with the family because her husband, aww, Josh Dallas, both of them known for Once Upon a Time, and then like I said, her from Something Borrowed. But we started talking about fencing.
I remember you talking to them.
They even came back to over to me to take a photo. You took a photo with them too.
I remember.
There you go. So we started talking about fencing. We were talking about like their children, getting them started. They told me how their house was robbed at some point where they were filming something.
Jesus.
Yeah, so like they were out filming something, I think, in Canada together, probably Once Upon a Time. And they got a call from either security camera or their neighbors that their house got robbed. So they came back and had to deal with that. Just a random conversation that you just have with people that you meet.
Right. Ben Platt was there. I actually had a chance to have a nice little conversation with him. Because interestingly enough, I had just seen, like a couple days earlier, I had just seen a video of him, an interview of him talking about, you know, his time on... is it Dear Evan Hansen? What was the... I think it's Dear Evan Hansen. It's that Broadway play that he did. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
I did not see that one, so...
But he was super... He was a very, very genuinely nice human being as well. And yeah, we took a picture. He was super sweet. And that's when you and I went over and we were trying things because we got hungry. And it was... let me try and remember what it was exactly.
Well, I think what happened is I think we were getting... smashed because there was no like food. They always do this to this at these stupid parties where they don't give you a meal and all you have is alcohol.
So much champagne.
And I was nervous talking to all these people, so I just constantly had a drink in my hand and they would come around with champagne. I was like, yeah, more champagne. I actually redented my medal because I was a little tipsy. It fell out of my pocket in the bathroom and it was just after I got it back from being whatever refurbished or whatever we can call it. So I have a nice dent on my medal. Love that for me. But anyways, back to them just feeding me champagne. And then we saw food and we're like, oh my God, we need this because we're a little feisty. So it's probably time for us to eat.
Yeah.
Like I had oatmeal for breakfast that I got from Trader Joe's. Like that's what I ate that day.
And then at that point, it was already like 2 in the afternoon at least. We were getting some pretty good things, you know, always fancy food that's like the size of a quarter. And then we come across this one lady who she's just like, oh yes, try this pate. Oh my God, just thinking about it. It was like chicken pate with something, dude. And it had like cotton candy or something on it, like some cotton candy type of edible substance.
And like some like,
dude, just I know, but then also
swirl of like, you know, like when they put like sugar, kind of. We're literally gonna yak telling this, but it's funny because I feel like we were talking to somebody else, like, and I was like half paying attention.
Brian.
Yeah, and then I was half paying attention and you're like, hey, do that, like eat this with me. I'm literally getting like nauseous, but I like remember.
Do you feel it?
But I remember you like looking at it and you're like, eat it with me. And I was like, what is it? You're like, chicken pate. And I was like, with cotton candy? You're like, yeah, eat it. And I was like, oh, okay.
I guess.
How do I eat it? And I just put it in my mouth and oh my God.
We said, I think you and I were just like, do we do the whole thing? And we're just like, yeah, sure.
Oh,
that was genuinely the absolute worst experience that I've ever. I don't know how you and I didn't immediately, first of all, just be like, oh my God, what? The worst. We were so composed. We were just like, and how we didn't immediately throw up.
No, I know. Like, I'm more likely to vomit right now than I was in that moment.
I'm so proud of us.
Like, I wish I had a photo of it to post because, like, it looked so beautiful.
I think that was the reason why I was like, hey, whatever.
And, like, something that pretty could not be that disgusting, but I wouldn't feed that to my dog. Like, did they, like, take out, like, a can of Purina, like, plop it down, took out cotton candy, got a squirrel of sugar, put it on, they're like, they'll eat it.
The thing is that, like, even the cotton candy didn't taste like cotton candy. I don't know. I didn't even know what it tasted. It was like savory cotton candy somehow.
I remember now. It was like chicken pate and blah 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 cotton candy. I'm not gonna eat dinner now.
You're welcome.
Awful. Awful. I don't know why I'm still friends with you.
We did have so. I've forced myself into.
Yeah, you're like.
And I'm not.
You almost died. Now we're friends. This. Trauma bonding. That's what it's called. It's trauma bonding.
That's what happened. That's the moment. That was the moment.
Like, I trapped her. Trauma, you're mine now. And then our other trauma bonding experience was when Nicole Kidman was there for a total of, like, what, 7 minutes? 10 minutes? And we're like, oh, my God.
I genuinely think she, like, went in, made a round,
she
and
spoke,
left.
Made up, yeah, exactly, made a round and left. But we were like, oh, my God, we need to go meet her. And she's, like, going around, like, in this little loop. So we're like, we're going to go ahead. And we, like, stood by the pool. And we're like, she's going to pass us. And we're like, what do we do? And I was like, just hold your medal up. Like, if she's going to speak to us, it's because she's going to see the shiny medal. Yeah. That's our only chance.
Yes.
Otherwise, she's going to think we're, like, some idiots. She thought we were idiots anyway, but, like, we stood there, and we, like...
I don't think she even saw us.
She didn't even look in our direction.
I genuinely don't even think that she... But her 17 bodyguards that were around her, I think I went in first.
You, like, went to be like, hey, Nicole.
I was just going to be like, hi, nice to meet you. This is my plan. Be like, hi, nice to meet you. This is my plan. My friend, I'm an Olympian. She's an Olympian. She wants to say hi. Nice to see you again. I've seen you here before. This is her first time. I got to maybe the, and then the bodyguard, he straight stiff-armed me. I damn near fell in the pool.
You were so close.
And then I was like, ooh, a medal. I showed the medal. And then he noticed, and he was like, is that real? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, cool. And then they just kept...
Already had walked past at that point, and, like, another security guard stepped into his place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then, but the thing is, my favorite part, although the party was obviously great, because you get to be around, like, these insanely successful people, my favorite part was afterward. Because me, you, and Brian...
What do you mean? We went to Hollywood's hottest party.
I was going to say hit the town, but the better way of saying is that we attempted to hit the town. Because we failed miserably. Monica literally searched up, what was the website? It was like a legit website, but...
It was that I texted my friend I ran into them at the Emmys, and we were talking about Hollywood parties. So now at the Golden Globes, I messaged him. I was like, hey, what are the parties to go to? Also hoping that, like, he might invite me to something. And he sent me he was like, well, I'm not there. And he sent me the article, and my friend's party was in that article. And it was, like, one of the hottest parties. Right, so I was like, oh, wow, my friend invited me to this, and it's on this article. Like, this is going to be dope. Like, I have an invite. I'll bring my friends.
It was, like, pretty high up in the article.
Yeah.
And the article, what was the article? What did it say? It was, like, top 10, like, Hollywood after parties to go to.
Yeah, like, basically, hottest Hollywood party to attend.
Yeah.
And so we go there. It was, like, in some fancy hotel, or, like, apartment hotel kind of thing. And we walk into the backyard of this place. There's, like, a total of 8 people there.
Yeah. It was, you know what it was? I'm just realizing it now. It was ahead of its time. It was a party that was ahead of its time because they were doing a social distance party before.
Basically, all we were missing is masks.
It was so quiet.
There was no music. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
And then they ran out of alcohol.
Yeah. I got the last glass of rosé.
Yeah. No,
and
we both did.
And then they turned to you and they were...
No, we both did. Yeah. They're like, oh, these are our last 2 glasses.
And then we were just like, bing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. Yeah. And we were, like, pretty early into the party. So we're like, okay, well...
It was still light.
Yeah.
It was January and there was still light outside.
Yeah. We're like, so we're done here. Gotta go. And then we were driving, and then Brian, your friend, our friend now.
He works with Netflix.
He sent them an email. Then we parked, and then we went to the bar to wait for them to respond with pigeons.
Right.
Smoke signals.
Through Telegram.
Anything. Jesus Christ. So we're like, you don't have anyone's number? And he's like, no, email. Why don't you get your beeper out at this point?
You were you were giving him so much crap, and it was my favorite... My favorite, because he was laughing so hard, but then also he was like, no, it works. It'll work. You'll see.
Spoiler alert. It didn't work.
If we didn't get into any goddamn parties. Well, oh, wait, we forgot. We went to In-N-Out first because I was starving because all we ate
Didn't we go In-N-Out first?
I think on the way to that party or to the bar.
Sure. Yeah. Which was it's my favorite picture that I have of us with my hand on my forehead looking down. And your face just literally says, like, what is going on? And we're dressed so nicely.
In an In-N-Out.
In the middle of an In-N-Out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that lady said that I flash her. She saw my underwear or something.
Yep.
She was like super offended.
She saw your vajage.
Yeah.
She was like, you just saw your vajage. Make sure you close your legs. And you were like, okay, thank you.
I'm like walking into an In-N-Out. I don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I was sprinting into the In-N-Out basically because I was starving.
Yeah. Honestly, your dress wasn't even that short at all. The problem is that she was in a 4-door sedan, and you're 7'12", so there's that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But yeah, had our In-N-Out. Then we parked, and then we went over to the bar to wait for them
Netflix.
To respond to this email. We had a drink or two. We talked about our new our plans of
our show. It will happen whenever it does.
Yes. And then we're like, well, let's try Netflix. Nobody's answering our email because duh. Let's go walk over. And I mean, you tell this story the best because I think I just blocked that out of my memory.
I honestly think you did. I think you shut it out. I think you blacked out for a little bit.
Yeah.
We got there, and I don't even think we waited in a line, because I don't even think there was a line.
No.
We tried to, like, walk up, and the security dude literally just, like, immediately stopped, and Brian was, like, trying to explain, like, no, I know this person, and they said that they're in, and they were just like, no, do you have, what's your name? No? No. Go.
That was
go.
It. Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's, and they were just like, can go. We got more people behind you. And then we were like, okay.
We're like, dope. Yeah.
Okay.
Love that for us. Yeah. And then didn't they send an email back at some point, but like we had already left or something?
After we had already been rejected, they literally said, sorry, we can't get you in. And we're like, no, that's fine. We already tried. Thanks.
Not only did we get rejected in person, we also got rejected via email.
So twice.
Love that for us. Oh my God. That's amazing. And then we parted ways. I think you guys dropped me.
You had somewhere to go.
Yeah. I had a date.
Yeah. Yes. That's what it was. You had a date that went swimmingly.
Did I tell you about it?
I think we like spoke briefly about it, but you told me that it I think you said something like, I should have just stayed with you guys. Like, I'm pretty sure.
But it's funny. It's a great story. So I definitely should have stayed with you guys. But this story is amazing. He's well known in Peru. We don't really name drop out here. So we'll just leave that alone. But he found me from my video of me adopting my dog in Peru, which is funny. And he had DM'd me like, I don't know, like around November, I think. No.
Okay.
November, December. And he like, we messaged. He's like, are you ever in LA? Like, let's go to dinner when you are. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I told him that I was in town and we were supposed to see each other that Friday. But he's like, oh, I'm just getting into the studio at like 11. He's like, will you be up? And I was like, no, it's 11. I'm going to sleep. I don't know what you're talking about. So then we made plans for Saturday. And I was like, okay, I'm coming. And meanwhile, I have my huge bag of all of our gifts.
Literally.
And my winter coat because I flew to LA and then from LA to North Carolina. Yeah. So I just carried my one big coat around, which thank God actually at that point it was cold. Anyways, we were supposed to go up into this rooftop, but it was too many people. So he's like, hold on. I know the owner of this nightclub. There's this huge line at the nightclub. He bing, 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 text somebody. They come out, they wave us in. And people are like, who the hell are these people? Like,
he emailed them.
That's probably what he was clicking around. But they were like kind of like shoving us out of the way, and then we get like dragged in. Anyways, we're sitting at this nightclub where it's blasting music, having a conversation. So we're like talking for a while. He's supposedly really good friends with Post Malone.
Okay.
We had a few drinks, then we went to go dance, and then we were leaving, I don't know, like 3 a.m. I'm giving you like the whole like summary of it. Like nothing really interesting is happening in the meantime. Yeah. And then we get into like, he's like, okay, come on. I'll give you a ride. And we get into whatever. There's a car literally waiting for him out front. And then he like gives the driver his address. Like there's no point where he's like, he's like, oh, whatever, we're going here. There's no point. They're like, where's your address? And I'm like, in this car, like, don't you need my address? He's like, no, you're gonna like, you're coming back. And I was like, no, I'm not. We literally just met in person. I don't know what idea you're getting. And he's like, come on, like you have a competition, like you gotta loosen up, like I'll give you a massage. I was like, no. Kind of like he was joking, but definitely not joking. And I was like, no, like you can just take me to my address or like stop, I'll get out. So he's like, okay, you drive a hard bargain. So then he told a guy to my address. So we go, he's like, all right, hold on. He comes out with me. Mind you, he's shorter than me, which nothing wrong with that, but it just adds to the story of what I tell you. So he like walks me up to my gate and then grabs me to kiss me. So we like kiss and then we stop and he's like, I feel like David and Goliath.
He didn't fucking call you Goliath.
Yeah, he did.
I'm gonna switch your name on my phone from Monica to
Goliath. Oh my God, yeah.
I bet he tried to say it's sexy too. I bet he was like, I feel like David and Goliath.
Yeah, because that's his voice anyway, and he has this little Spanish accent.
What are you doing, bud? What are you doing, bud?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so funny. It's like one of those moments where you're like, what just happened?
Like, is this real? Is this actually
But that's that's what my life is. It's just constantly being like, is this real? And that's why I started my podcast, because that's the question of my life is this real?
How embarrassing.
I'm still waiting for him to drop a song that's, it's called David and Goliath.
No, you're lying.
I mean, one, that's a great song name, I think. But two,
I think so too.
I would lose it.
I can't. I genuinely, that is the best. That is, here's the thing. I've hooked up with taller women before, okay?
But you gotta own it. Great. You just gotta own it.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. You just, first of all, you can't think about it. Second of all, why think about it? Third, when you lay down, you know, about the same size anyway. But I don't think it has ever crossed my mind to compare the situation to a well-known Bible story ever. That poor man. How tall was he? Do you remember?
Hold on, we can look it up.
You weren't even wearing like high heels that day. You're wearing like some shorter heels. I think. I could be wrong.
Wait, this is a lie. It says he's 6'4". He is not. That is a lie. This is false.
There is no way.
That's hilarious. This is why you can't trust the internet.
6'4", it says? I can't believe you said I feel like David and Goliath.
It was amazing. It is, yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow.
That's how my night ended.
I don't even know what to think, honestly.
I know. And then I came back home, I laughed about it, and I woke up early, and I flew to North Carolina to compete.
Amazing. I gotta find another, like, gargantuan name for you.
You don't like Goliath?
I don't know. I'm not... I want to be original. You know, somebody already called you Goliath.
I mean, I've been called a lot of names. I want to call you. Godzilla, Skyscraper, Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God.
Empire State Building, Giraffe.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Jesus. You're definitely an Amazonian, though, so.
Been called that, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
I feel like David and Goliath. I can't get over it.
I
can't. Do you just thank you?
I don't know what to do with that. And I think he, like, leaned in to kiss me again. I was like, can't do this.
Dry. Immediate. Just dry.
Sahara.
I can't. Well, wow. That was a great day.
It was a great day.
That was a wonderful day.
It started on a high. It ended on a high.
On a high. It definitely ended on a high.
It ended on a Goliath. In retrospect, though.
Listen. That weekend ended on a high, though, because you did end up winning the gold medal, so.
I did.
Let's say it was worth it.
I came to Gold Meets Golden, and I left a gold medalist.
Exactly.
Mic drop.
I can't wait for them to do that again, for them to do another one. This has always been fun. Always. I love talking to you.
Same. I mean, we can just go on, and we just go on rants, and it's. And you were actually my first person that I had on. Well, your episode came out second, but you were actually first because I was too nervous to do somebody else first. So you were the first episode, technically.
Yeah. And I helped you out. And I was like, dude, you got this. And you were like, you know what? You're right. And now look at you.
Yeah.
You just had Paul George on an episode, dude. What?
I forgot to have an outro.
And I asked you, I was like, hey, do you have an outro? And you were like, nope, bye.
Literally, I was like, I'm done. Thank you. Thank you. Next, bye.
Thank you, bye.
I was like, hey, Danelle, can you record an outro? Because I forgot and I panicked and I just, can you just, it's because the air is so thin up here.
What is the outro? I don't know what the outro is anymore.
It's thank you, bye. No, just kidding. It's you tell everybody where to find you on Instagram, on social media, if you have any new projects, now things are top secret for you because you're a hotshot.
Not yet. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Daniel J. Leyva, DanielJLeyva. Same thing on Twitter. I actually have a Twitch account now, and I'm just streaming like chats and conversations. So if you want to come chat with me, come do that. My YouTube channel. What else am I doing? You can book an Airbnb experience with either of us, I think, right? Do you still have one?
No, remember they never answer my email.
Never mind. Don't book one for Monica at all.
Because you can't.
Because you can't. You can book one with me, and maybe I'll have her on. Hey, you never
know. There you go. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are other things, and I just can't think of it right now.
All right. Get out of here. Go be famous in LA.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.